This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can we talk about today? Same sort of thing we talk about every day. What's going on in the world? What is the whatever is going on that's trending and matters to you and most other people? Some of the most important stories of the day we discuss, opining from time to time. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service. And so here I am breaking another rule of News Talk Broadcasting.
Ruh-roh.
The rule says if you just tell them what they want to hear, then everybody will be happy. Right.
See, so I always heard if you try to appease to the majority of people, you fail everybody.
Yep. That's right. Well, what should we do differently? People say all the time, I like your program.
Find your niche.
But my niche is to not be in anybody else's niche. You go down. There's a beautiful open field that is right after a snowstorm. There's nothing in the field, right? Use a little visualization here. I just think about a big field that has been snow covered, and there's nothing, no deer tracks, no nothing. And you walk across it. You set the trail. So every day is a new opportunity for you to do that, so why not do it? Are you afraid? What are you afraid of? Nobody's going to see you. Nobody will even know it's you unless you tell them, right? So if you're looking for a way to do better, figure out what your intention is, because intentions are really what it's all about, the power of intention, and use your skills to make a difference somehow. In some way, you can make a difference today. I know that I do. I feel confident every day when I get up. I'm going to make a difference today. Jay's going to make a difference today. So, here we go. Let's make a difference. And one of the things that I want to talk about, I want to go back to TikTok, and I want to talk about big tech and what's going on with Facebook and Instagram in a more thorough way, or at least with maybe some different ideas. But first, the story of a 17-year-old high school student who's facing felony assault charges after a video showed him attacking a school employee who took away his Nintendo Switch device during a class.
This teen went belligerent.
Well, yeah. Well, is there an excuse for this? No.
Absolutely not.
None whatsoever.
There's never an excuse to lay a hand on any other person. There's no excuse ever.
Yeah. I find this whole business, the way children are acting in school, the way schools kind of coddle to children who make mistakes because they're worried about being sued or whatever it is, I find it it's disgusting, frankly. It really is. And there's no reason for it. But when you look at this, these sorts of things are happening. This is just the latest example. The video released by the police shows this teenager rushing toward this person in school and pushing her to the ground. The woman goes limp and appears to lose consciousness. And you can see the video, the teenager kicking this. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, and was this a public school or was this a specialized school? It definitely sounds like this teen has serious anger management problems, and I wonder if there are any other undiagnosed or possibly diagnosed, just haven't been revealed in the story, mental health issues. I know there are some schools that are specifically for students who really, it's not safe for them to be in public schools.
Right. We have one in our neighborhood called the Sudbury Valley School. And it is something that's been modeled, actually, to 20 or 30 schools around the country now that are called Sudbury Valley Schools because they aim to deal with youngsters like this who have the emotional problems that you're talking about. I think the business about Chicago and people talking, look at this, Chicago has gone whatever direction, because the first mayor to lose re-election in 40-some-odd years, and because she was a black woman, here we go again. All the progressives, the liberals are saying, yep, Chicago's gone. We need to have Black Lives Matter and a retooling, recoursing. Well, it turns out that the people who voted against her mostly were black. So, and again, why are we so steeped in this damn business of black and white? The crime problems there.
Not that far removed from segregation. And yeah, there's still a lot of people alive that were alive then that have that mentality that bred racism and taught racism into their next generations.
But you can see these problems. Chicago has no leadership. She was a terrible leader. I thought that when I first heard her talk for the first time. So what about other? The people in New York City, Eric Adams, a black guy, and he won handily, and most people seem to like him. So if you're going to go wave your hand around about black, this woman is black, and that's why she lost, then the country's going to hell for that reason, baloney.
Well, and sometimes it's not even about race, sexism.
Yeah, to a point. Anyway, and the new mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, who was the mayor, went to Washington to be the labor secretary. Now he's going to run the Players Association of the Hockey League. But the woman who is now the mayor is a horror show. And it isn't because she's a woman or because she's of Asian descent. She just is a horror show. She doesn't know what she's doing. And people are already looking at each other saying, why do we vote for this woman who's so unqualified, making a mess out of stuff? And so you see this happening. And I wondered, I thought that actually when when this guy got elected in New York, that there was going to be a problem. But he appears to be pretty competent. And so are we talking about him as being a competent mayor, a competent black mayor, a competent man? No, he's just competent. Period. End of story. All right. So I was talking about the Trump position in the polls. I'm having, I was choking on my words here. DeSantis, apparently right after that poll, the results of the poll were announced, Jay, DeSantis' office said that he's planning a trip to Iowa and Nevada and New Hampshire. Well, why would he be doing that?
Interesting.
Right, exactly. But wait a minute. What, he's being paid to be the governor of Florida. So when does he take time? Does he go on the weekends? I would doubt it. Are you going to take Iowa by storm?
This is 2023. It's remote work now.
Ah, that's it. There you go. The Supreme Court having discussions about the president's plan to forgive student debt. And in the hearings that were held, the conservatives were very skeptical, but there's no news there. What did you expect was going to happen? They were going to pat him on the back and say it's great? It isn't great. It's a horror show. It shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be even considered. And yet here it is again, spending more money and throwing it at the voters, buying votes. That's all it is. Whenever you do stuff like that, that's buying votes. Right? What's the other explanation? Give me, you know, we're trying to help people. Okay, how'd you decide it was this bunch? Young people, you need, the Democrats need their votes, so let's buy them. $20,000 a head. Now, the worst thing that came about this week so far, I'm leaning back on my chair, rubbing my face because I still can't believe this. I talked a couple of weeks ago about a proposal that I'd read about in the L.A. Times when I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. And then this past weekend when I was there, what floated to the surface was a new sort of a combination of these reparation bills or ideas that have come that will supposedly help to ease the pain if you're black and you live in California. And I don't know if you remember this conversation, Jay, with $385,000. The original proposal was for $385,000 to go to every black person in California. And then the city of San Francisco upped the game by suggesting if you could prove that your ancestry went back to the Civil War or before and that anybody in your family was a slave, city of San Francisco, give you $5 million. Now, the $5 million thing seems to have now surfaced and is one that's the part of this, excuse me, that's gaining steam. We're going to give, if you can prove in your ancestry.com or 24 or whatever, 23 and
23, what's it? Mm-hmm.
23andMe, yeah. If you can prove that you have ancestors who were slaves, you don't have to be from California. Just prove that they were slaves. State of California, city of San Francisco, give you $5 million. What's so bad about that? You want to be a taxpayer in California? Pay that. I don't want to pay it. Because, as Larry Elder so eloquently has put it any number of times, why should people who never owned slaves be paying money to people who never were slaves?
See, I could see a half and half of it where anybody who had ancestors that were slaves or were property owners and that property was taken away from them, there are generational repercussions.
Yes,
of potential
I agree
property.
With that.
Totally,
yep.
Get that. So I get people paying for that or people receiving these funds to,
yep,
rectify what should have never happened.
Yes.
However,
but does it really
on the other
rectify?
Side of people who were never slave owners, mm-hmm, I do understand that part, too, of, well, why are we the ones actually paying it?
Yep. Yeah,
so it's just one of those I can... It's half and half. Half of it should be happening, and the other half needs to find a better way to go about it. Does that
Is there
sense?
Any limit to the way these politicians can find to spend your money? There seems to be, okay, we run out of ideas over here. We can't spend any more in the pandemic, so let's spend some more money over here and take care of this. So what I said, I went to my, last night I went to get my adjustments and stuff, and I have found a good acupuncturist who's a very good adjuster. So he happened to be Chinese. And we were talking about this, and I said to him, you know, most of the slaves in California were Chinese. They came over the coolies that did much of the building or much of California. So what about them? Are they in line? Should they get $5 million too? Everybody who's of Asian descent? No, because the favored nation status has gone to black people, and I don't think that's right either. We need to adjust our thinking a little bit here, or maybe adjust it a lot. 18 after the hour.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Ever. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You think I should stop talking about the show about Motown?
No.
Every time I hear that.
The music is just so iconic.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
Happy.
Fabuloso, in fact, which is kind of the rap I want for this program, too. The Good Day Show with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. All right, so now we're into our moments during each hour at this point of the hour. We dig around in social media, find out what people are saying or thinking, what's the latest. Okay, so there are people that are still reacting to that picture of Uri Geller in a Good Day hat, which is kind of cute, I guess. And then, all right, here's somebody complaining about the program being replaced by somebody else. Okay.
Complain about that. It should not be replaced by anything.
Right, exactly. All right, so the other things, what appeals to you most when you look at some of the posts that we have here, and you scrutinize it more than I do because you spend a lot of time. You've asked people whether they were ever affected by a food recall, which is good. That's something that we can put. We're going to set up a separate website for our farm food and family information. That'll be up pretty soon. And so you ask people whether they've been affected by any recall food product. And so you got a number of interesting answers here.
Carrie Peters had just bought some salami last week for her husband that ended up being recalled, and luckily he hadn't opened it yet, so they threw it out.
Why did you throw it out?
Bring it back and get your money back. And then ask for additional money because of gas and just an inconvenience charge.
Exactly. Let's do that.
Terry Zeedy had an issue with romaine lettuce, received a refund, and threw out the lettuce. All went well. Lettuce is the one that always scares me because I feel like it's always happening.
Yep. Well, it's because it's not properly cleaned, washed, then they package it, and all that guckabungalunga is still
everywhere. It's at the grocery store. It's where you go out to eat. Lettuce is on almost everything.
All right. What else have you got from ladies and gentlemen who have had this circumstance. I see some of the responses, I get my money back, some people threw it up. By the way, why do you eat salami?
To each their own.
You like salami?
I don't eat red meat, but to each their own. Jeff Schmidt got listeria from unshelled sunflower seeds that were recalled.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fortunately, it was a mild case, and he got his money back.
A lot of people like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. There are all kinds of seeds around that are good for you.
Amazing.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, what else have we got here?
Let's see. Kerry Morgan said the only one affecting him directly was the tainted pet food and livestock feed that had come from China a few years back.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know that that was coming from China at the time, and he makes sure to only buy American now.
Well, there are so many things. This is where we've been asleep at the switch for 40 years. So many things that we've just given over to China, including the manufacture of pet food, because the they are taking the stuff that they have. Remember, they bought Smithfield Foods, which is the major pork producer, not only here in our country, but the largest pork producer in the world. And so the Chinese government owns it. What do you think they're doing with their bad stuff? They're using it to feed us, and they're taking the good stuff and bringing it over there to feed their people. So here we go, one more example of what
guidelines are so different. Things that are chemicals and everything that are allowed in our foods here aren't even permitted.
No.
In other countries.
Yeah. So they take all of the junk here and they make it into pet food, canned food, dried food, whatever, and even livestock feed. Some cattle get fed some of this crap from China. So beware. The buyer beware. I guess we take that away from this conversation. Thank you for your input.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas is reporting three police officers have been shot. The incident occurred last night when Kansas City Police Department tactical officers were executing a warrant in the eastern part of the city. The three officers who were shot were immediately taken to a local area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They are currently listed in stable condition. The Missouri Highway Patrol is conducting the investigation since the Kansas City Police Department was involved. The standoff continues. Ars Technica's Eric Berger believes the cause of Monday's scrubbed launch on WESH 2 News will not be a problem for Thursday morning's launch of NASA's Crew 6 astronauts to the International Space Station.
You know, I don't think it's a serious
major technical problem for them to fix. I think they just had an issue with their ground systems supplying this TTEB chemical, the igniter fluid, to the rocket.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. 34 at the hour. Check in with us at 855-999-DOUG. As the last announcement just suggested, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program. Say it again. What was that I just said? Good Day program.
Let's play that. You ran out of ours after February.
You did, as a matter of fact. Yes. So now we're in the beginning of March. Don't have to worry about that. So what do we think about when you're outside at night? And things are all clear. Do you look up into the sky, look at the stars, and think about life? And then maybe if the weather is good, you see a bird fly by. Ever have that experience? Go out there and just one lone bird flying around, and then
yes and no. When I look up at the sky at night, I am just thinking about the sky and how amazing it is, and looking at the constellations and the planets, if any are visible. And speaking of what Jupiter and Venus have been visible the last few nights, so gorgeous. And when I see birds, I love them. And I used to be so afraid of birds, and I just
Why?
Think they're so beautiful. Or deer. Deer are amazing. Well, birds just kind of like flew at you.
Really?
Well, like in the city
bats
and stuff.
Might, but,
bats? Yeah,
bats might do that, but I can't. Birds fly at you?
Well, in the cities, because they're not afraid of you. They're not afraid of you.
Yeah, I suppose.
They're just kind of like, what do you have? You eating something? You want to share? You don't want to share? Well, I'm just going to take it anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe
So I used to be afraid, but then I realized that they are just such beautiful creatures. But deer, like whenever I see deer, it's one of those, I love seeing them, but I just only think about what it is I'm seeing, not the deeper thought of life itself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that there's certainly plenty to think about when you look out. You're on a cruise ship, let's say, out in the middle of the ocean. Look, take a cruise sometime and then just spend some time outside, away from the lights of the ship itself, mm-hmm. and look into that sky.
It's like you can touch it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no light pollution. There are no buildings to differentiate the space between the height and everything. And it seriously feels like you could reach up and touch it. That's my favorite part about a cruise.
Yeah. There's some very interesting things going on in England this week. King Charles hosted a tea for all the leaders of the European Union. His mother never did anything like that because it was thought that that sort of thing would be too political. So now the critics of the royal family, the royals, have said, look, Charles is getting political. He had the European leaders who were in London for a meeting over for tea. So what is that? You know, isn't that funny? And really, when you get right down to it, he had the leaders over for tea. I don't have a problem. I think they should also be talking more to each other, frankly.
Well, they should, exactly. But I think that was always one of the things that the royals never got into politics one way or another. They never discussed it. They never associated. It was just basically you, not anti-politician, but like apolitical. You just let it be. You weren't for nor against.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's going on in the good news department here. A mother from Mississippi has more than doubled the size of her family, quintuplets. Haley and Sean Ladner of Purvis, Mississippi, welcomed not one, not two, not three, not four, but five new babies, identical girls and one boy, at this
Isn't
hospital.
Isn't that incredible the four girls are identical?
Yeah.
Quadruplets, basically. And then the boy is the fraternal twin.
Mm-hmm. So how likely did you take it? How do you tell whether they are identical by looking at it? Babies all look the same to me. So no matter.
Well, it's not necessarily that. It's the genetic makeup. So identical twins are always the same sex. They're always boy-boy or girl-girl. They're fraternal twins can be boy-boy, girl-girl, or boy-girl, but you never have one of each sex that is identical. Identical is always, everything is identical down to the sex. And with identical twins, it is one fertilized egg that happens to split into two or three or how many there's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Fraternal are, there were two eggs at ovulation that were fertilized. And so they're their own separate beings that they kind of like womb mates.
So if all this stuff is split up, does that mean they don't have as much health? They don't have the prospects for good health through their lives as long as someone who doesn't split their DNA or anything else with another sibling?
No, I think it's pretty much down to how long their gestational period is, because a lot of times with multiples, you don't go full term.
Fast, right.
And sometimes there could be one of the babies doesn't get enough nutrients as the others. One might have a more difficult delivery. It goes down to all of that.
So how are these? Looks like a couple of these children are in intensive care, but again, they all seem to be doing well.
Yeah, well,
the mom,
they were premature, but
so how strong do you have to be physically, emotionally, spiritually to have seven children? other than the fact, put aside that it's irresponsible in this day and time, but you don't really know. This was an IV thing, right?
No, I mean, not for these people. This was completely spontaneous. So,
really?
Yeah, there was no medical intervention in this. It was completely spontaneous. It was just how her pregnancy happened to be, which is kind of one of the other reasons that makes it so incredible.
Mm-hmm. All right, in the business department, a couple of things are happening that are worthy of note. I think the fact that Elizabeth, Holmes.
Holmes.
I'm thinking about, it's easy to say that. Okay, Holmes.
Something about Ghislaine?
No, Theranos is always the name.
Oh,
she started this company. It was supposed to be the new way of diagnosing blood and that sort of thing, and she became a billionaire, and lots of people got very wealthy until they found out the whole thing was kind of a scheme. And she went to trial. She was found guilty, sentenced to jail. And now her husband and she have been popping out children, speaking of children. So they have two children, and the one that was just born, they've gone to the judge this week and said, oh, Your Honor, please don't send me to jail because I've got a new baby.
Well, she was in jail, and they let her come out. A lot of times that's what they will do. If it's a nonviolent crime, they'll let the mother come out to still be on a probation in kind of one of those, not a recovery home, but...
halfway house.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And then they'll send them back, and she's asking, can she just stay there? She lied, and people's money. Correct. She didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, no. So those people shouldn't be in jail at all, in my opinion. What's his face, who stole that Ponzi scheme, stole $92 million from clients? He should never have gone to jail. He should have gone. Bernie Madoff. They should have put him. Exactly. Take his expertise and make money and give it back to the people that he stole it from. What the hell good does it do to put him in jail? Same as with the Sam Bankman-Fried guy. He was the one who had that failed crypto exchange, FTX, remember? He pled guilty to criminal charges, agreed to cooperate with prosecutors, and so now will that keep him out of jail?
But didn't he go on the run? I can understand if people are a flight risk, then they need... more strict, not punishment,
but they need to be
more supervision.
Exactly. Right. Yep. Yeah. So, anyway. You know what else is happening in the business world? I thought this was pretty interesting. You've heard me rail on the dollar stores, Dollar General, dollar this, dollar that. Well, there are communities all across the country now. I just found this out when I was nosing around at dollar stores that are and where they're put. And what's in them. And I have said my reason for not liking them is because 99% of the crap that's in the dollar stores are made in China. Products, food, whatever it is. You look at it, it's all from China. And I don't want to support China and its commerce and its industries. But so all of this stuff and so the dollar stores are affecting the business, though, in malls, strip malls, big malls, because people are going to buy stuff because it's cheap. Not paying much attention to where it comes from or really what the quality is. Is it the old business about you get what you pay for? Kind of, I think. Not maybe in every case, but in most cases, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. And have you noticed some things will say product of a country, not made in the country?
Well, they're now doing made in PRC, the People's Republic of China. They're not saying made in China, it's the PRC. So my tire dealer is buying some tires for one of my Bobcats, and he bought tires. He said, I need four tires this size. So he sent them, and they were all made in the People's Republic of China. I said, no, can't you find any? It took him 3 months to find tires that weren't made in China to put on my Bobcat. 3 months. And people around the country, farmers especially, are shaking their heads, yep. That's what we run into all the time.
It's like they have a monopoly on it.
Of course, because we've given them a monopoly by not making this stuff over here because they've made it because the Chinese, this is how it works over there, boys and girls. Communism is running running businesses for the benefit of the state. The people over there still pay taxes on what they earn, but those taxes, the money the government collects, they use to buy businesses to go into business against businesses that are already there. And this is, you know, this is how it works. But is that the right way for it to work? It wouldn't work in America. And it shouldn't work that way. It's not fair. And not that they give a about it, but I almost said a bad word, excuse me. Okay, what else have we got going on here? I was talking about media monopolies, big tech, and what Elon Musk is doing. Apparently, Twitter outages have risen. The company's workforce is being cut way back, so there are a lot of problems. Are you noticing that with our Twitter account, Good Day On Air? You see any problems?
But I kind of feel like I always have. There will be times where all of a sudden there's a boost and then a significant drop, and it's like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
And with Facebook and Twitter, well, and Instagram, too, you can actually see insights of how many people even saw a post, not just how many are interacting with it, but how many people even had the opportunity to see a post. And occasionally, specifically, I'm looking at you, Facebook, it'll be zero. Like, they completely hid the post. They didn't even show it to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's the latest on the what most Americans feel. According to a research paper done by the Pew folks, 86% consume news and information on a smartphone, on a computer, or on a tablet. So let's just, for the heck of it, ask listeners where they get theirs. Have we done this before? Ask listeners where they get their news. And what do you consider news? That's more important than anything else. News and information, you hear that handle a lot put together, is news the same as information? I don't see it that way at all, frankly. Information is a gathering of what I'm doing here with Jay on this program is to combine news, information, things that will help you. We allow and encourage you to opinionize, if that's the right word. You can opine on things, including what's going on with big media, with the tech media monopoly on the news. Whether it's Google or Facebook or the things Twitter.
Well, the problem
Twitter.
There is a lot of times people don't realize a news source is fake. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be humorous. And people think that it is real news. Or people spread their opinions as news, and then people keep sharing that, not even realizing that nothing about this was real.
Right. And it's very politically motivated, too, whether you're a liberal or a conservative or whatever the right terms are. So maybe there's a better way for you to find out what's going on. You ought to think about that a little bit. 48 after the hour.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to spend time with America's favorite pet entertainer. Somebody sent me a note, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. They were complaining that you and I were too silly when we were together. We laugh too much, this is serious business, and let's take these moments we have together and not laugh, but almost meditate about the fate of some animals. And I get that. There are serious things that we talk about here that have to do with not only your pet and the health and well-being of your pets, but what happens to those dogs and cats that are just lost. They're forgotten. I have a friend next door to me, as a matter of fact, who had one of those large, I don't remember what kind of, what they call the dog there. It's not important. Anyway, so we have 1,000 acres of a park, state park around us. And so this dog somehow or other got out into the park yesterday and disappeared. And they can't find him. This is a very expensive dog. I think she told me that they paid $9,000 for it or something. It's a very expensive breed. But I thought they had, I said to her, don't your dogs have those collars, those electric collars that keep them confined to the boundaries of the property? And she looked sheepishly and said, well, we were down the barn taking care of the animals and we didn't think they'd run away. So there's got to be a lesson in that, right?
Well, first of all, the electronic, you know, the collars that they wear to keep them on the property.
Yeah.
Some people swear by them. Some people swear at them.
At them. Yeah.
It's interesting that it may, in fact, keep your dog on your property, and the word is may. The bottom line is it's not going to keep other dogs without the collar or other animals without the collar off of your property.
Yeah.
So, I'm not that safe with that. And in terms of having fun, if you cannot have fun when you're talking about dogs and cats and animals,
yeah,
then maybe you shouldn't talk about it. Now, let me go over a serious subject. It is pouring here in Southern California, and it's about to pour all over the rest of the country. And on a serious note, there are things people don't think about. So let me get a little serious with you guys. Let's just talk about puddles, for example. When you take your dog out for a walk, chances are they're going to walk through puddles. Inavoidable. Just happens to happen. Now, in those puddles, that standing water can actually introduce a variety of very dangerous bacteria to your dog. Comes back in the house, licks his feet, and gets sick. For example, in California, a lot of people, you know, they put stuff on their lawn and fertilizers and all kinds of chemicals. All of that stuff runs off during the rain. The toxins, even motor oil, lawn chemicals, all that stuff runs off. So here's my advice. If you take your dog out for a walk after the rain or while it's raining, when you come inside the house, make sure you wipe those feet off carefully. Now, what I do, and this is just me, you don't have to follow my advice, I take a little Listerine, or I might take another type of antiseptic like Scope mouthwash. I'll mix it with water, and if I don't have the regular dog wipes that I use, I'll mix that up with water and I'll wipe their feet with that, because the antiseptic factor of the mouthwash will help clean the feet as well. That's just one thing about the rain, the puddles. And dogs can also get pneumonia. And also, if you're driving, there's low visibility, be careful of dogs that may have gotten out. When it's raining outside, dogs and cats and other animals lose their way. All of the smells they're comfortable with, all of the smells they're used to, Doug, dissipate. They disappear. Everything smells different, so it's easy for them to get lost. So those are just some of the things. And if you have an older dog or a younger dog, they're more apt to get pneumonia as well. So make sure you warm them up and dry. Those are really important issues. Things people don't think about. Every dog I know, when they come in from a walk, usually licks their paws. If there's chemicals or other things on it, can make them very sick. Just some real important information.
There's more to that. We'll reach a little further into that theory, that philosophy. Not necessarily what's in the puddles, but those of you who have your lawn sprayed with those chemicals that are supposed to make it green, do you know what you're doing to your dog if the dog goes out and runs around and then licks his paws after he or she has been running around on that grass that's been sprayed with all of that chemical garbage? That you're not thinking about, you're not putting two and two together and coming up with four. You love your dog, don't use that crap on your lawn.
That's organic. There are so many organic things and healthy things that you can use. For example, in my backyard, it's not that green. You know what? No big deal. I'll live with it. I'd rather have my dogs healthy than a green lawn. Just me. That's just me, Doug.
Here's the adorable story of a one-year-old girl that was saved after a Detroit house fire this past weekend. The efforts of the dog in the family, the dog's name is Blue, a three-year-old pit bull lab mix, didn't leave the young girl's side. The home was full of smoke. Everybody's running out. I don't know where the parents were, but the dog stayed next to the baby until the police and the fire got there. A baby, the fireman said, if it wasn't for the dog being there and barking, they wouldn't have known the baby was there.
Great.
So here's, right? I mean, what,
great
point.
Pit bulls, very loyal dogs. Get a bad reputation, but they're very, very loyal dogs.
Yeah, they are. So, anyway, the word to the wise is sufficient when it comes to dogs. They are, we have this dog that guards my new grandson. Amazing to see the two of them together. All right, Warren. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Doc.
Don't forget to check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.